Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and 5 specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Our guests for this episode are avid cyclists with tips on where and how to enjoy a bike ride around the Chicago area. They've got ideas about great rails to trails paths and on how you can get out there and enjoy the spring and summer on 2 wheels. Christine Hubert is from Southwest Suburban Joliet. She's a volunteer with the group Ride Illinois, who puts out some great cycling content on her Instagram, @poweredbycheesecake_. Ron Rodriguez is an avid cyclist and volunteer at the Pullman National Historical Park. We started with the steps that they take to stay safe on the roads.
I'm riding a little more in a rural area, but I still have highways out there that are more trafficked. And I, because they're long stretches of road, and a lot of times they're not expecting a cyclist to be out there, mm-hmm. I have really bright safety lights that flash. I have a mirror sometimes so I can actually see behind me. I make sure I don't have any earbuds in. You know, when I'm by myself, I might be listening to music, but yeah. I don't have anything that's going to distract me so I can have the ambient noise. I can hear that. I can hear cars approaching.
Yes.
And when I do see a car approach, especially if it's oncoming and it just feels like this driver not caring that I'm on the road with them, I try to make an effort to get over as far as possible. If I have to, I have to pull over and wait.
Tell me what that feels like. How do you get that realization in the moment? When you're out there, you're on your bike, when does it start to feel like, okay, this might be a moment where I'm unsafe and I need to sort of pivot?
I'm really watching the speed and as they approach. And if I don't see slowing down, if I don't, for example, yesterday morning I went on my typical morning ride and there's no other traffic, but this Jeep was almost in the middle of the road, oncoming 60 miles per hour.
Okay.
And I'm watching it get closer. I'm like, this is not going to move. And my only reaction, I don't have a shoulder. It's country road, so get off to the side. I've had that happen with 4-way stops out there. I think that sometimes motorists don't understand we have the same rights that they do out there. Yeah. And I will be at the stop sign before they are, getting ready to go, and they just roll right through the stop sign expecting that I should sit there and wait. And so you just unfortunately got to really anticipate the worst sometimes.
Right. Yeah, you got to definitely be on alert.
Yeah.
This brings me to you, Ron.
Yes.
Because do you have a story. You were hit by a car 2 years ago.
Yes.
What happened?
I was on 111th and Halsted. I was on my way to Pullman as a volunteer, and I was going eastbound, and the car made a left turn going south on Halsted and clobbered me. Got about 11 stitches in my leg, 3 fractures in my spine. Fire department was fantastic. The residents in the neighborhood came out, made sure I was safe in the middle of the street, took my backpack off, everything else, and it was good. Fire department took my bike back, and it was good. So, yeah, it was recovered.
My goodness, that's alarming. First of all, I am so glad that you're okay.
So is my family.
Yeah, so glad that you're okay. Did it alter your view on cycling at all?
Like,
were you
yeah,
fearful
it,
of going
yes.
back?
It took me 4 months before I could get back on a bike outside. And
what was that first bike ride like? Afterwards?
Terrifying.
Do you remember where you were going?
Just riding around Oakland area, and I didn't like even riding that. But then I slowly got better, and I don't commute as much to Pullman as I used to, but I still will.
Yeah.
Basically, now I try to ride trails. I will ride from my house to a trail, which is about 5 miles away, and take city streets and stuff like that. But yeah, And like she says, Christine said about being awareness. Sometimes you get an awareness. I don't wear a mirror because I don't want to see who's going to hit me. So I figure if they're going to hit me, they're going to hit me. But you know, I don't want to see it coming. So
okay.
So I use like the awareness of like I hear the sounds and I can pick up cars and stuff like that. And going through this residential areas of Beverly, Morgan Park and stuff like that, and into Chicago, West Pullman and stuff like that, you're just more conscious of the people with the cars and the stop signs. Because stop signs are, since COVID, are optional.
Mm. Jeez, when you put it like that. Well, I know what you mean, but yes, that's... now I want to transition to some of that fun stuff that I promised our listeners you two would be bringing. So let's talk about your favorite rails to trails rides, Christine. Go ahead.
My absolute favorite trail in the area is the I&M Canal Trail. It's kind of down in my stomping grounds. It starts in Joliet, and then it goes west over 60 miles out to La Salle, Peru, which is by Starved Rock. I love the trail because I like nature and solitude. And being, you know, in the suburban sprawl, just not too far from my house, I can get away from it all.
Yeah.
And it's nice and flat. It's crushed limestone. So it's great for riders of all ages and
Sounds
abilities.
Gorgeous.
It is. And you've got the canal on one side and then the Illinois River on the other. And while the trail stays the same throughout the seasons, everything around you changes. So it's always a different ride. You know, in spring, you get migratory birds, so pelicans on the river, bald eagles overhead. During the summer, when it's hot and awful, you can just go and have a nice respite in this tunnel of trees. Mm. And then in the fall, the foliage is absolutely amazing on this trail.
Colors
incredible. Are beautiful.
Yeah. You recently did a century ride?
Yeah.
Tell us more.
So I kind of got hooked in doing what are called solo unsupported century rides. So what that means is that I am by myself carrying all the gear I could possibly need. So if I have run into a problem, there's nobody following behind to help me. I got to solve it on my own. And I'm riding 100 miles. And I kind of got hooked on them. So I just did my 11th.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was the toughest I have ever done. Out in the country, you have nothing to break up the wind. So wind is my enemy. And the spring has been so unseasonably cold.
So cold.
And, you know, I got to bundle up. When you bundle up, you can't pedal as well. And I also have fibromyalgia, so it flares up in the cold. So it was just bad combination.
But you must feel so accomplished.
I do. Yeah. In fact, my husband brought the nicest bottle of wine and we saved it. And now when I look at it, I get inspiration. Like, no, you made it through that ride.
Now
you can
it's
do
time
anything.
To do another one.
Yeah. And actually, I want to purge that kind of bad taste from my mouth. So I'm looking in a couple of weeks to try it again.
Ron, what about you? Favorite places to ride?
I have to go with Major Taylor Trail.
Okay. Tell me why.
Well, Major Taylor, greatest cyclist in the world. Second African-American world champion in a sport.
Mm-hmm.
He's just inspirational. You ride from Dan Ryan Woods. You go through the neighborhoods. You go through Beverly. You go through Morgan Park. You go through West Pullman. And it's just, you get to Riverdale, and it's just amazing. And then there's a 400-foot mural across the river, across the Cal Sag Channel. It's a 400-foot mural that was all painted. There's been no graffiti on it, and it's just immaculate. It's just a great place to be.
What was the last long ride that you did run?
The last run, I did 40 miles this weekend.
Ooh, 40 miles. Yes. How does one prepare for 40 miles?
a lot of coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
I was riding this first time I rode with this group, Green Mile Cycling Club. It's African-American women.
Okay.
And they kicked my butt. I really, really, really did. They kicked me good. Hope I can say that. No.
Yes, you can. That's approved here on NPR.
But yes, their ride was 20 miles, and I worked in 20 miles extra between my commute to come back.
Oh, wow.
And it was just great. And it was on the Cal Sag Channel.
That's awesome. Cal Sag Trail. That's a group ride. Do you like group rides better than
solo
rides?
I do like group rides. I like solo rides. Usually when I go longer distance, it's solo rides, or it could be a group ride. I wind up being solo because I'm slow. So I wind up being the last person. So it's like, okay.
And it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to get there anyway.
What are the ideal weather conditions for a long ride, Christine? Like, what about a day like today? We finally have some sun, but I think it's going to be like 80-something degrees.
That can get really hot.
Might be a little too hot.
Yeah, and I still do it, though. I've done a century ride when it's been almost 100 degrees out there. But out in the country, I don't have anything to break up the sun or the wind, and I can handle the heat, but the wind is awful. So if I can get a day where we have a little bit of lighter winds. Mm-hmm. Maybe not oppressively hot would be good.
Maybe later this week.
Yeah, yeah. Good,
you know, low 70s, a little bit of breeze.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, the nice thing is where I'm at, if I'm doing a really long ride in the country, I can pick up the I&M Canal. And I've done that before, where if I'm out there 70, 100 miles and the heat's getting too much of the wind, I'll just pop on the canal for a little bit and ride and kind of get a break from it.
That's a good idea. So folks listening to us might want some tips then. You know, maybe they've done shorter rides, but they're getting inspired by listening to us. And they might want to do a 10, 20, or 30 miler. How should they prepare, Ron, besides coffee?
Stretch.
Okay.
Get your bike fit to your size. Be aware with your bike. Have lights on your bike. Try not to use earbuds. I know people use them, but you're out there outside. Try to enjoy it.
Now, I know you said you don't use them, but would you have someone put a mirror on their bike?
Yes, I would. If you're riding on the street and on that, or you're riding on a trail, it's good to have that. And just if you're a runner on the trails and you got a cyclist coming up behind you, you got your earbuds on really loud. You don't hear the cyclist.
Yeah.
So the cyclist can call out all he wants on your left, and all of a sudden the person just makes a left turn into you, steps into you, but yes.
That's a big safety issue for sure, those earbuds. How would you add to that list, Christine?
He brought up a lot of good points, and one of the ones I want to hone in on is bike fit. Because if you're not comfortable doing a 5-mile ride around your neighborhood, you are definitely not going to be comfortable doing more miles than that.
I mean, a lot of pain.
Yeah. And I don't think what people realize is there's so many different types of bikes and also a lot of minor modifications you can make to make it more comfortable for yourself. You know, like I mentioned, I have fibromyalgia, I have scoliosis, so I've got a lot of back issues.
Yeah.
And I don't ride a road bike. I ride a mountain bike, but I've modified it so I can sit more upright. So just take the time and make those modifications, make it the most comfortable, and just get out and ride. That's pretty much what I do. I just consistently ride.
Love that. That's great advice. So we're almost out of time, but I'd love to hear from both of you. A trail or ride that you haven't had a chance to do yet. Give me that bucket list ride. Ron's giving me a big sigh. So let me go to you first, Christine, because I think you might be more prepared. Go.
Yeah, and it's the same ride I talked about last time.
The I&M Canal?
Well, Katy Trail in Missouri. It's kind of like, I equate it to like the Appalachian Trail for cycling. Ah. It's over 200 miles, got really great towns along the way that have kind of built themselves around the trail. And it's in Missouri wine country. And I love my wine.
Yes. Sold.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, Ron.
Okay. Katy Trail, she hit it with the wine. Okay. I would like to do, it's probably not possible, but I would love to do PPP again with my son.
What's PPP?
PPP is Paris-Brest-Paris.
Oh.
It's 1,200 kilometers, and you have to do it in 90 hours.
You can do it.
Yeah. I'm not too sure I can do it anymore, but yes.
Let's pick a date.
Yeah. They only do it every 4 years.
All right, we'll leave it there. That's Ron Rodriguez, an avid cyclist and volunteer at the Pullman National Historical Park, and Christine Hubert from the Southwest Suburban Joliet. You can find her online at Instagram at @poweredbycheesecake_. Thank you both. Happy cycling. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Dan Tucker and mixed by Ari Mejia. If you liked this conversation, go back one tick for another interview on how to reduce car crashes in our area. We talked with the city engineer from Evanston, where they've had a lot of success, and with an advocate from the Southwest side. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening. Talk soon.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.